So the president has another word for it, but we're calling it the long, hot summer for President Obama as he tries to figure out all of the ambitious issues that are teed up this summer on Capitol Hill and in the White House. Here he is speaking yesterday.
Now, I think that there's going to be some healthy debates in Congress about the shape that this takes. I think there can be some legitimate concerns on the part of private insurers that if any public plan is simply being subsidized by taxpayers endlessly, that over time they can't compete with the government just printing money. So there are going to be some, I think, legitimate debates to be had about how this private plan takes shape.
We say long, hot summer. The president says healthy debates or legitimate debates. There he's talking about health care, but that's not all that's on the agenda. And it's not only people in Washington who are concerned about health care. We've been talking about that all morning. Here's the president speaking about the contacts he gets from voters about health care.
I get letters, 2-3 letters a day that I read of families who don't have health insurance, are going bankrupt, are on the brink of losing their insurance, have deductibles that are so high that even with insurance they end up with $50,000, $100,000 worth of debt, are at risk of losing their homes.
And whether it's consumers concerned about health care or consumers concerned about the financial meltdown and the global economic crisis, the president spoke about that as well yesterday.
Whether it's how credit cards are handled, how annuities are dealt with, there's a whole bunch of financial transactions out there where consumers are not protected the way they should. And that's why we said we're going to put forward a Consumer Financial Protection Agency whose only job it is to focus on those issues.
Call it the birth of an acronym, the Consumer Financial Protection Agency, the CFPA. Congress is dealing with it as the centerpiece of the president's new regulatory scheme to prevent what happened in the credit markets that resulted and continued the financial crisis that we talk about almost every day on this program. But the woman who is perhaps the architect or the inspiration for this Consumer Financial Protection Agency joins us now. Elizabeth Warren is the chairwoman of the Congressional Oversight Panel on the TARP, which is another acronym, the Troubled Asset Relief Program. She's also the Leo Gottlieb Professor of Law at Harvard and joins us from the Senate building in Washington, D.C. Elizabeth, is it fair to say that really throughout your career you have argued for a Consumer Financial Protection Agency, and one way or another you've managed to get it to be the financial centerpiece of the president's new regulatory strategy?
Well, the first half of that, sure, right. I've been arguing for this in one form or another, I think, for most of my professional career. But it's the president who made the decision about what's the centerpiece of his proposals.
Well, you know, congratulations to you for being so persuasive. I guess the question is, can you regulate financial products in the same way that, say, the FDA regulates food and drugs or other agencies like the FAA regulates how safety procedures are followed with the airlines?
Sure. And the point is really, in many ways, basically the same. You know, we can pick a product. One of my favorites to talk about is to think about how toasters are regulated. They're regulated for the kinds of things that consumers can't see. So I don't know about you, but I wouldn't know how to read a wiring diagram to tell whether or not there's adequate insulation or whether they use substandard wiring or whether or not they use the cheap safety switches that won't shut off and my toaster will burst into flames. In effect, we're kind of in the same position right now with a lot of our credit products. Again, I don't know about you, but I can't read my 30-page credit card agreement. It's loaded with language that doesn't make any sense. Frankly, it's too darn long. If I wanted to compare four credit card contracts, I'd have more than 100 pages of fine print I'd have to wade through, making it almost impossible to tell overall which is the cheapest card, which is the riskiest card, how much those free gifts are really costing me. So what this agency is about saying, look, if you can't explain it to the consumer, then you shouldn't be doing it. You need simple, straightforward,
okay,
some plain vanilla products that people can understand and compare.
Well, it seems like there's two parts to this regulatory scheme, and some have said that the simplification, the kind of getting rid of the fine print and making it more understandable, while really, really important, is also something of the low-hanging fruit here, and that the real question, the harder question, is how do you really protect people when risk is so hard to determine in the financial environment? You kind of don't know what your bank is doing in China or, Brazil, and it's hard for you to know the safety of your assets if the institution that you're getting your credit card from is off doing some sort of shenanigans someplace where you aren't even watching.
Oh, fair enough point on that. And I should point out the plan here is really that those two operations are completely separated. The Consumer Financial Protection Agency, I hate to say it, it really is about the low-hanging fruit. Or another way to say it is about the really awful stuff that's right there in front of us and we can fix.
All right, but can I just interrupt you there for a second? You said you want to separate these two. That would seem to suggest we're going back to a Glass-Steagall kind of a model.
No. Different direction in terms of the separation with Glass-Steagall. What I meant was there will still be what are called prudential regulators of the financial institutions. These are the ones who are always watching the financial institutions for safety and soundness. So, you know, if they're off investing in copper mines in Argentina, that might be kind of a high-risk investment. That's the sort of thing that the bank oversight agencies are supposed to look at. Currently, of course, that's the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, the OCC, and the OTS, Office of Thrift Supervision, under the administration's plan. Those two are merged together, and we would have a single federal bank regulator. But they're looking at the riskiness of general business practices by
Understood.
The bank. This one is about the products right. that they sell to consumers like you and me.
Well, at the very least, as things get understandable, managing risk is going to involve a lot of heads getting together around a very big table, and Elizabeth Warren is one of those. She chairs the Congressional Oversight Panel, which monitors the TARP and is the Leo Gottlieb Professor of Law at Harvard. Thanks so much for helping us out with that explanation of federal regulations, Elizabeth.
Oh, thanks for having me here.
I'm John Huckenberry. This is The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.